living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Oh, lots of debate going on around e-cigarettes today. You know, I have a good friend of mine who was a smoker for close to 40 years. And she switched over to e-cigarettes. And that was a while ago. I don't know how long, maybe close to a year. And she still does. She did quit smoking, the cigarettes at least. And she does use her e-cigarettes. To me, you know, it's a better trade-off. But I know that there are some concerns about e-cigarettes. And I have really an expert with me here today. His name is Dr. Daniel Lieberman. He's the professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at George Washington University. He specializes in the treatment of substance abuse and mood disorders and is regularly listed by Washington Magazine as one of the top doctors in the D.C. area. Dr. Lieberman, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me.
So, as a medical doctor myself, so am I wrong in encouraging my friend to stick with the e-cigarettes and stay away from the regular cigarettes?
Well, you know, it's a very difficult problem. I think we know that these e-cigarettes are unlikely to be completely safe. On the other hand, they're very likely to be safer than tobacco. So what we're looking at here is a classic harm reduction strategy. That is, having somebody use something that's dangerous so that they won't use something that's even more dangerous.
Yeah. So in this debate then, so I know, and we don't really ultimately know the long-term effects of e-cigarettes at this point, right?
We don't. We know a lot about the ingredients that go in there, the propylene glycol, the glycerin. What we don't know, though, is the effects of long-term exposure when these chemicals are inhaled deep into the lungs, as e-cigarette users do.
Yeah, okay, so the debate is not centering around, or maybe you can help us with this. Is the debate, maybe I should say it this way, is the debate centering around whether we should be using e-cigarettes at all or whether we just simply need to study more of their long-term effects? Are there doctors encouraging people not to take e-cigarettes at this point?
Well, you know, I think that this is generating an enormous amount of emotional backlash because cigarettes are about more than just health effects. Cigarettes have become, I think, almost a moral touchstone. It's not so much that smoking is bad for you, it's that smoking is evil. And a great concern is that whether or not e-cigarettes themselves are dangerous, they might potentially reverse all of the progress that has been made in essentially demonizing tobacco cigarettes. So it's a complicated topic, and there are high emotions along several lines.
Well, I want to get into more of your opinion about e-cigarettes and how they compare to some of the other, like the patches, the gums that people have. But I will tell you something, and it upset me a little bit because my friend was told by her doctor to be careful with the e-cigarettes. Basically, he kind of scared her a little bit, and she kind of felt defeated. She was like, well, I stopped smoking, I'm on e-cigarettes, and he's still on my back. And there wasn't a lot of encouragement there, and I had to re-encourage her that I think she is doing the right thing. As you mentioned, it's kind of a benefit-risk analysis, and at this point, the benefit of the e-cigarettes is far outweighing, you know, the 40 years of cigarette smoking that she did. So I think there's some, maybe, you know, I was a little irritated with the approach that doctor took with her. So you talked about some of the chemicals in the e-cigarettes. What are your concerns about some of those?
It's an interesting question. I think that e-cigarettes are fundamentally different than other forms of tobacco cessation, nicotine, medications. Things like the patch, the gum, these are really designed to be used for a relatively short period of time as people transition and get off of their nicotine addiction. So people may use them for a few weeks or a few months. E-cigarettes, on the other hand, are more of a lifestyle product. People are not saying, I'm going to use this for the next 3 months, then stop. They're going to say, I enjoy smoking cigarettes. I'm going to switch to e-cigarettes because they're safer, but I'm going to keep doing it simply because it's something that I like. So it's not really a traditional tobacco cessation product.
Well, is that how, you know, people are using it? Was that the intention of the e-cigarette industry? Or, as I mentioned, my friend who's been using it for almost a year now, is it really the end user that has decided that? I mean, because I do know that with these e-cigarettes, you can buy the fluid that you put in there, and it can have less and less nicotine, correct? Like a little cartridge. So is it the industry that sees it as a lifestyle, tool, or is it the people that just started using it that way?
Well, it's a mixture of a lot of things. A big part of it is the regulation. The industry at this point is not allowed to market this as a cessation product because we simply don't have the scientific data to know whether it's as effective as the patch or the gum or something like that. So because of the regulations, these are being marketed as more of a lifestyle product. And I believe that's primarily how they're being used.
Yeah. How do they compare? I mean, understanding that we don't have a lot of data with them, how do you think they are comparing as a cessation-type product to, say, patches?
Yeah. Well, one thing we do know is that there is an enormous amount of enthusiasm about e-cigarettes that we don't see with other nicotine replacement products. You can Google nicotine patch, and you're not going to find very much at all. If you Google e-cigarettes, on the other hand, you're going to find literally hundreds of sites and message boards about people who are very enthusiastic and excited about this. So I think that's a good thing, that we've actually got something that cigarette smokers are interested in trying. I'd like to see head-to-head comparisons. I think that there was one small study that found that it was at least as effective as the traditional patches and gums. I think that there's good reason to believe that it will be effective simply because in addition to giving you nicotine, it also gives you that behavioral simulation of smoking, the hands, the smoke, the light, etc. So although we don't know, I think it does hold promise.
So I guess another concern, though, coming out of, the American Medical Association, for instance, I think the American Cancer Society, was that e-cigarettes might be a bridge to actual smoking for teenagers. I guess teenagers were starting with e-cigarettes. And then the worry is that might turn into actual smoking. Do you think that that's a legitimate argument that people are making against e-cigarettes?
I think it's something that we definitely need to think about. So far, the data is not supporting that. There was a survey done of high school students looking at who is using e-cigarettes, and it is primarily people who have already started using tobacco. That may change. I think that there is concern that if e-cigarette use becomes widespread, it will renormalize the idea of smoking, which currently has been really pushed out of our society. A lot of people don't want children going around being exposed to these pictures of cigarette smoking becoming glamorous again.
Yeah. So I guess we have maybe about a minute and a half left here, Dr. Lieberman. So why don't you just give us, because I really brought you on because I know that you really are seen in your area as an expert with all this. So what is your overall position then about e-cigarettes?
I think that the biggest question we're facing these days is about regulation. And I think that we need to go slow. There are many, many manufacturers out there, some good, some bad. I think it's appropriate to have regulation to make sure that what they put out is a safe product. I think it's appropriate to do everything we can to keep these out of the hands of children. I also think it's appropriate to limit advertising. At the same time, we do not want to snuff out this industry that may hold promise for helping people quit smoking cigarettes who have failed with all of the other tools that we currently have. So I think there's potential benefit in this new technology.
All right, just real quickly in the last few seconds, is there any website that you can send my listeners to that you like for e-cigarettes?
You know, the American Heart Association just put out a policy statement that I think is very well researched. It's well balanced. It's not too technical. I would
recommend give us quickly that
if
website.
They're interested. It's the American Heart Association.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll have to leave it there. We'll let the listeners go check it out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.